Okay, so as I was saying, we're doing a new piece tonight, which will take us several weeks to finish. And it's for this time of the year in anticipation of Tisha B'Av, as well as the weeks following Tisha B'Av. This is, once again, it's a piece from Chaim Friedlander, Talmud of Rav Dessler. So it's not Mitzvah Melio, but it's Sisei Chaim, which is like we did a piece pertaining to Rabbi Akiva. And it's called Tzipisa LeYeshua. Tzipisa LeYeshua is one of the questions that a person is going to be asked when it comes up to Shemayim. Is Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you anticipate, did you await the redemption? Were you waiting for it? So we begin with a Gemara in Bava Metzia, the bottom of page Shin Mem Vav. Hopefully everybody sees it. Eliyahu have a shechiyah from the Siftah of Rebbe. Eliyahu frequented the Masifta, the yeshiva of Rebbe, of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. And we could just stop there for a moment and just reflect on this. The Gemara doesn't see this as a wow revelation. As I said, it's on other occasions that it's this was not uncommon. Tanaim had what's called Gili Eliyahu. Gili means Eliyahu revealed himself to them. Sorry. Okay. Sorry for that interruption. Okay. So here we go again. Eliyahu have a shchiach musif to the Rebbe. Eliyahu frequented the musif of Rebbe. Yom Echad, one day, Reish Yachahava, it was a shchodesh, and Nagalei v'lo asa. Reish Yachahava, have a Nagalei. That day, Elio did not show up. Amalei, so Rebbe said to him, presumably the next day, or maybe even came that day, but he was late. He came late. Amalei said, "My time and Nagalei Lamar. Why, Elio? Why were you late?" Amalei, so he said, "Mid the Akmina Avram, Umashina Yade Umatzli." Let me try it. It's a hard Aramaic word. He said, the reason is because I had to wake up Avram, right? I had to wake up, get Avram to get up. And I had to wash his hands. And he had to daven. And then I had to put him back to bed. And I did the same thing with Yitzchak and the same thing with Yaakov. I had to go to wake up Avraham Avinu, I had to wash his hands and wait till he davened and then put him back to bed, and then Yitzchak and then Yaakov. So that's why I'm late. Okay, sounds like a good excuse, right? So Rebbe asked him a very simple question. You don't have to be that late, Elio. Will the Mokminu Bahadi Adadi wake them all up at the same time? Let them all daven at the same time. Why did he put Avram to sleep after he davened? And then wake up Yitzchak, and if he's going to sleep, and then wake up Yaakov, So he can daven, let them wake them all up, let them all daven at the same time, then put them all back to bed, and then you can come to yeshiva. So Elio answered, we're skipping the bracket there. The bracket is just for Dessler kind of translating the Hebrew. So the Gemara continues that Elio answered, Savri takvi barachami or maisle mashiach velozmane. Elio answered, if they all daven at the same time, then takvi barachami, they will have such a powerful tefillah that they may bring Mashiach before his time. So I can't have that. I can't have them all daven at the same time. Amalei, so Rebbe says to Elio, "V'yestig masin ba'olam hazeh." Is anyone like them in this world, in our living world, that can daven the way they daven? Amalei, so Elio said, "Yes, there is somebody." Ikur Rav Chiya ubana. There's Rav Chiya, the Tana Rav Chiya and his children, that they can daven on that level and they could bring Mashiach. Gaza Rebbe Tanesa, so Rebbe immediately decreed a fast day. And then, after decreeing the fast days, it's going to be a day of davening. So Rav Chiya and his children were brought to daven. To daven for the Amud and to daven. So Rav Chiya was brought to daven for the Amud to lead the tefillos on this fast day. Amar, and Rav Chiya came up to the words, Mashiv HaRuach. He's a Mashiv HaRuach, which refers to Hashem's control over the wind. But Nashiv Zika, and a wind blew. Amar Mord HaGeshem, he's a Mord HaGeshem, what's he doing the rainy season, the winter? Mord HaGeshem, Hashem was the one who brings down the rain. Vasa Mitra, and rain came down. Kimata Lameim V'chai HaMesim, when he's about to say, Baruch Hashem, Hashem's word is V'chai HaMesim, who brings the dead back to life, resurrects the dead, Rogash Alma, the whole world trembled, as if Tchias HaMesim is about to happen. Amri Barakia, so in the heavens they said, Man Gali Razia Ba'alma, who revealed this secret to the world that Rav Chiya has the ability to do this, to bring the whole tikkun, to bring, to usher in Olam Haba into the world? Who revealed the secret? Amri, they said, Eliyo. It was Eliyo who revealed the secret. Asyul Eliyo, and they brought Eliyo, and Machiu Shitin Pulsi Denura. Eliyahu was brought and he was punished. That he was lashed with 60 lashes of fire. Asa Invale Kiduva Denura Abanayi Ritardinhu. Eliyahu came and he appeared in the Beis Medrash, but he appeared as a Duvna Denura, as a bear of fire. And he disturbed their davening. In other words, they were davening and they were about to bring Mashiach. They were about to bring Olam Haba, about to bring Tchias HaMesim with the Tfilos of Rav Chiya. And Elio got into trouble for it, and he realized that he shouldn't have done it, or whatever it was. He was punished for it, so he immediately came to the Beis Medrash, and he made a tumult. He came like a fiery bear that distracted them and disrupted their davening and stopped the davening before Tchias HaMesim and Olam Haba came to the world. Okay? We'll stop here.
Okay?
All right, quite a story. So it says of Dessler, Rav Friedlander, but again, Talmud Rav Dessler and a lot of what he says was Rav Dessler's influence. He says, I go to Chazal, Nichtavu, Kisipuri Maisa, She'iru V'mei Mehem. These Agados, these more Agadata Gemaras, Medrash type Gemaras, were not written like stories of old that happened a long time ago. Elamat Torah Achas, they were written for one purpose, Kidei Lamdeinu, to teach us something. The Torah was Amek Ulahavin, it's Omek of Nasim. You have to delve into the depth of what Chazal's intent was with the story. Umao Alimu Begadis Chazal Zu. What do we learn from this Chazal? Rozal Ramzu Lanu, B'masazeh, Bir Makif B'tipis Elishua. Chazal are teaching us, are alluding to, with this story, an overarching understanding of the concept of Tepisa Yeshua, But is it Dargah Yona Tzichaliyot Tzipili Shua? To what high level that Tzipili Shua, that anticipation or awaiting of Mashiach has to be? Reishis Dava, first of all, Romi see Shiesh Nafsharis Lhavit Mashiach Agde Tzipila, Gam Kodos Manu. First thing you see from this is that theoretically, it's possible to bring Mashiach to Tzipila even before the time that is appointed for bringing Mashiach, Mashiach coming. Shloshes Avos, the three Avos, in Mitzbalim, Yachtav, they were to daven together. Hayu Mashiach Ba, Kan Kod Hazman, Mashiach will come before his time. The Chen of Chi Yavanav, and so did Chi and his sons. Ilulay Hamas, Mafsikim Tilasam, not for the disruption of the fiery bear, quote unquote, that came, interrupting the Tzilos, may be Koch Tilasam of Vimas and Mashiach. They would have brought Mashiach. But we have to understand. If it's possible to bring Mashiach to Tefillah, so why in Shemayim was there opposition to this? Then Shemayim didn't want Rav Chiya and his son to be able to bring Mashiach. What was the objection? If Tefillah is supposed to be able to do that, if they're going to do that through their Tefillahs, then why in Shemayim was there an objection? Zos Oda, and furthermore, Hare Elio Amar Le Rebbe She'eino Mamid Esa Avos. Elio told Rebbe, said to Rebbe, that he did not wake up the Yavos B'Yachad, he didn't wake up Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together, Luz Palabi as Mashiach, the Daf Mashiach, Kevin Shadayin Logi Yizmano, since his man, the time of Mashiach had not come yet, so Mashiach, Ve'eina Eith Mukhshar Esakach, it is not the time that is appropriate for this. And Cain, if so, Lomas Amitz Rebbe Lavitz Mashiach Kodim Zana. So why did Rebbe try to work around that? In other words, Aliyo says, I'm not waking up Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov at the same time because now it's time for Mashiach to come. And Rebbe says, well, Aliyo, let me in on it. Is anyone here can do that? And Aliyo says, yes. So he gets Ruchia. He proclaims the fast and he gets Ruchia to Davin. Aliyo just told him it's not a good idea. Elio said, I didn't do that because it's not your time. So why did Rebbe go ahead? Rebbe's Rav Yehuda HaNasi. He was the Tana who compiled the Mishnah, and he was the God of at the time. Why did he do that? Rebbe Tzol's called Tfilos Rav Chiya Vana by using the Tfilos Rav Chiya and his sons. Why did he use Rav Chiya and his sons to do a workaround from what Elio already said is not a good idea, and he would not allow himself to. Hamasha, the Chiddushi Agados, Masha and his commentary on the Agados. Masha has a separate work. The Masha is a very important commentary on Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Page by page, he goes through every single page and comments on probably every page in most Masechtos. But he has a separate work on that he wrote on the Agadot Gemaras, on these Gemaras that are more like Medrash. It was integrated with the rest of the Mashah. Not the whole story, not for now. But the Mashah, right, Mevai, he explained. Lama Hamid Elio as the Avos as Halal al Ge'ulah Dafke Barosh Chodesh. Why did Elio, when he wanted the Avos to daven for the Ge'ulah, and he waked them up to daven for the Ge'ulah, why would he wait Dafke Barosh Chodesh? Because he was only late on Rosh Chodesh, right? The other days he wasn't late. He said, I was late today because I was waking up Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why Rosh Chodesh? The Kemish of Shchodesh is manam a single source of Gula. That the reason being, because since Shchodesh is a time which is Mesugul, which is I'm using the word appropriate because I can't find the right word, but there's a better word than that, for inspiring Gula. But Kamosh Omer in the Berachas Kiddush Halvana, like we say in the Berachas of Kiddush Halvana, women don't generally do this, but there's Kiddush Halvana that we say, At the beginning of the month, we go out after marriage, and as the moon is getting bigger, once every month we say the tefillah. We say there in the tefillah of Kiddush Havana, we say Shem Yisrael Aschidim. We talk about the moon as it's growing, getting bigger, and becoming full. We Klai Yisrael is compared to that. Shem Yisrael Shehem that they, meaning Klai Yisrael, Aschidim Hischadish Kemosa, are destined to be renewed just like the moon. Will afar Liotram and to glorify the Creator. End quote. Yisrael domim heim lozvanim. Yisrael, Jewish people, are similar to the moon. Just like the moon gets smaller, it wanes, but then it waxes, it gets larger again. Kach Yisrael, av b'shem ismatim, so do the Jewish people, even though they seem to be shrinking, himischachim lasalavo, but in that time in the future, they'll once again be renewed and reinvigorated. The Eben Shlema, Muvah b'shem ha-grozal, in the Sefer Eben Shlema, which is Torah from the Gruach and the Zomigol, it says in the name of the Zomigol, shebechol dor v'dor, yish ketzim l'fi inyan ha-tshuva, v'aschuyos ha-michadim la'osudor. In every generation, there are ketzim. Ketzim, ketz is an end of days. Every generation has its end of days, depending on the tshuva and the merits of that particular generation. Meaning, yesh zmanim yuchadim hamasugalim l'bias Mashiach. There are specific times in every generation that are masugal, that are right for the bringing of Mashiach, but tonight on the condition, can move in as would be obvious. Shechshanu us, as that's me, l'kach, that we prepared ourselves for that. Avim enon ruyim l'kach, but if we are not deserving of it, orvim ha-ketzim, then these ketzim, these times that are preordained for Mashiach to come, will passes by, Mashiach, and then the Mashiach will not come, ad esa ketz achron, until the final ketz, when he has to come. The kach, the chol Rosh Chodesh, Uzman, and based on this, the idea is that every Rosh Chodesh, Uzman ha-masuga la-ora l'kir v'agul. Every Rosh Chodesh is time like that, which can bring Mashiach. V'chein hemed Eliyahu's avos Rosh Chodesh, the if Eliyahu woke up the avos Rosh Chodesh to daven, v'yishor b'tzilas v'agul, so they should daven to the gul. Okay, so that's what he said so far. He only answered one question. Why did Eliyahu wake them up on Rosh Chodesh? The reason why I woke them up on Rosh Chodesh is because Rosh Chodesh is a time that is mesugal for Mashiach to come. If we play our cards right, maybe that's not the good metaphor to use, but if we do what we're supposed to do, then we could bring Mashiach that time, and therefore that's the time when you wake up the other. Okay, let's continue. It's not limited to Rosh Chodesh. It's a time when it's especially, and I wish I could think of the word that I'm trying to think of. Ripe. Yeah, ripe is a good word, but it's a better one. Okay? All right. Hamaral, Meir Eseneinu B'Sigizu. The Maral enlightens our eyes in this discussion. The Omid al Ash'il al-Lamadak Eliyahu Hamid Esavos. Why did Eliyahu wake us up? Why was it Eliyahu? And the Maral says as follows. Because Ki Eliyahu Mamuna al Olamazah. Since Eliyahu is appointed over this world, Yomar b'zeh shemamid osam, it says that he is the one who woke them up. Achash et fila zos mitzad olam hazeh, since the fila is a this world fila, we're not trying to explain it yet, we're just quoting the moral, it's very cryptic. Ashaliyah mamun olah, over which Eliyahu is appointed. So, let's repeat the words that we don't understand. That this tefillah is a tefillah of this world, and Eliyahu is appointed over this world, and therefore Eliyahu is the one who woke them up to express this tefillah. So now we hopefully will get some help from Rav Friedland who's explained it. Achrei chet Adam Arishon, after the chet of Adam Arishon, kol b'ya yordam adregasa b'ruch nisa b'gashmi. We learned a lot about this already. That the entire kol b'ya, the entire universe, was lowered from its level, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmi. Both spiritually and physically, the world had lost something. And the neshama no longer has the ability to elevate and to purify the body, so that the guf and neshama could be in Gan Eden, and we're going to stop here mid-sentence to explain what's happening over here. This is really anybody's learned Derech Hashem, which we learned in our post-Kiddush year, from the Tzitzit Sharm, every Shabbos, after the Kiddush. Okay? Right. That when Hashem created the world and he created man, clearly there was a gulf or gap between even there, between Adam's guf, his body, and his neshama, right? The body was physical, and the neshama was spiritual. The body was perhaps drawn to some degree towards physicality, and the neshama is drawn towards ruchnius. But had Adam not sinned, instead, if he had instead followed what Hashem instructed him to do, that would have been the only mitzvah that Adam had. And with the fulfillment of that mitzvah, the neshama would have been elevated by virtue of the fact that mitzvahs were formed. Not only would the neshama have been elevated, but the neshama would have elevated the body with it. And the body, Adam's body, would have been in complete harmony with the neshama. And together, guf and neshama together, would have entered into Olam Haba, which is really what's supposed to happen. What happened was, though, instead, Adam sinned. And at least on a temporary level, like for 6,000 years or so, he ruined everything. And the whole universe was lowered spiritually. Both the physical and spiritual universes were lowered. And one of the consequences of that was that the guf, the body, is no longer able or capable at this point in time of receiving the spiritual influence of the neshama when the neshama does the mitzvah. So while when the neshama does the mitzvah, it gets elevated, the body still stays stuck where it is. And only in the future, we'll see how that future will come about momentarily as he continues his sentence, will that stored up spiritual energy of the neshama actually be released into the body to elevate the body as well. But right now the body can't absorb it. Can't absorb the spirituality. So what did Hashem do in order to once again one day make that possible? So we're in the third line of this paragraph. Allah in the middle of the line. Allah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Misa, page Shin Mem Ches. Smack in the middle of the page, almost more or less. Allah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Misa. So Hashem decreed death. Haguv Tzoruch Lazul Shosho, which means the body and the soul separate. And the guf tzoruch lazul shosha, the guf, has to go back to its earthy root. By going through the disintegration and becoming part of the earthy, it can be rebuilt, if you will. But neshama olam neshama. So in the meantime, the neshama goes to a place called olam neshama. It's a world of souls. Allah said lavo, and the time in the future. At the time of the Chiyas HaMesim, the neshama will re-enter the guf that has now been rebuilt, re-energized, reconstructed, so that it's like brand new again. And when the neshama gets reunited with the guf, it will light up that guf with all the mitzvahs that it did. Vitalis, a guf will elevate the guf. Kadesh, a guf and neshama yuchul, tachas chilik yachdav, the tzchar la'atulavu, says the guf and the neshama together can receive the reward of that, of the end of days. Most of us. Okay, this is that was a summary of many pages of Derech Hashem, and he refers as well to Das Tevunos, which might be what we learn next after we finish Sfilas Yesharim very soon in the Kiddush that follows this year, in the Shir that follows the Kiddush every Shabbat. Okay, all right. Eliyahu HaNavi Zacha LeZacha HaZgufa, but Eliyahu HaNavi was an exception. And Eliyahu went up to Yishmael alive. Right. So why was that? Eliyahu was an exception. He was Zoch, he merited Lezachar, his guf, to purify his guf as well. His guf could not have gone up to Shemaim if it hadn't been purified. Ba'olam guf Shemaim, but therefore he went up with his body to Shemaim. The Hainu hu hel as guf ol darga kazu, he elevated his guf to such a level, she guf and Hashem yachzav yochli kanes to Gan Eden. They both guf and Hashem go to Gan Eden. Nishar etzlo hakeshav in the guf and Hashem, and therefore with him, the guf and Hashem never separated; they remained united. Right? And all this is coming to explain ultimately why we just learned in the Gemara, and the Gemara that we just learned, that Elio woke up Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov every Rosh Chodesh to get them to daven the Mashiach. So let's see. Lachin, therefore, Elio amuna al olam hazeh. Therefore, the morale says, Eliyahu is the one who's appointed over this world. He is a mekasher, he is a link between our world and the world of the neshamos. Our world is a physical world. The olam haneshamos is the world of the neshamos. But Eliyahu, he's the link because he's got both in a way that that's pristine, it's pure, and it's the way it's supposed to be. The kirish of Baba'atam and Nishra Keshav and the Guf and the Neshama. Because within himself, the bond between the Guf and the Neshama remained permanent. There was no detachment between the two. So we find in many places the Chazal, Shelio Hayibo the Beis Medrashim. Find in many places in the Gemara that Elio would come to the Beis Medrash. Bein of Gashem Elio, they would meet Elio. Anam Hunestalik min Olam, because even though he left this world, Avam Idah. On the other hand, came in Shalom Gufo Adayin Yeshlo as a Keshav Hashachas Elom Hazeh. Since he went over this Guf, he still has a connection to this world. And therefore, he's like on the one hand a malach, but on the other hand, he can relate to this world as well. He can play both sides. And then we can go back and forth. He can be, both goes back and forth, and he both plays at the same time. I don't know. Right. I'm not sure how that works.
So he can be in both places.
He can be both places, right. Yeah, yeah. Because he can relate to both places.
Right.
He can relate to both places.
He wasn't
born yet, so... There were a couple of others.
I don't know.
We'll see more about this. Tafkidu shel Elio hamuna olam hazeh, Elio's mission as the one appointed of olam hazeh, quote unquote, will always be as Mashiach. It's inspired the coming Mashiach. Ha'avos yecholim hispalo. The avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are able to daven. Dahein lashpia aydei gagoein l'mashiach. That means for them to daven means to mashpia, to create an energy. The Lashpia means to influence through their gagu'ayim, through their yearnings for Mashiach. Rak b'tivucho shel Elio, only with Elio's involvement. Elio has to be involved. Ruha ma'or osmalkach, he's the one who wakes them up. The kevish lo agiyah zman hashem Mashiach, since the time of Mashiach not yet come. Ein no mamid es avas yachtav lor al gul, he said they couldn't wake them all up at the same time, because they would have brought Mashiach too early. Therefore, he woke them up one at a time on Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, what he said, is a time that's related to the notion of Mashiach coming. Elio is the one whose mission really is to help create the bonds between the higher worlds and the lower worlds in order to be able to usher in the time of Mashiach. That's probably the one who will announce Mashiach's coming. And therefore, the Avos, even for their davening and to the degree that they're davening, they're yearning for Mashiach, could ultimately bring Mashiach and needed Elio's involvement. And he only involved himself with them one at a time, whatever that means, in order not to allow Mashiach to come, or force Mashiach not to come too early. Sure.
At the end of days of the generation,
a potential.
Right?
Yeah.
Is anything known about why it didn't happen in any particular generation?
In what specifically? You know, somehow we didn't live up to it. I think I said this much here. It was not that long ago. I said the story of the Divna Magid with the guy who was. I said a different one. I said the one with the father and the son. There's another much of the Divna Magid about all those times the Mashiach was supposed to come, and he didn't come. Look what happened. So he gives the following mashal. He says back in Poland, in the cold Polish winter, traveling by horse and wagon. So there's a Polish peasant who's in the back of the wagon, and it's going to take several days to get to the destination. So he's cold. It's cold in the back. So what did he do? Pulls out a bottle of schnapps, right? Okay, for those of you who are at the talk on Shabbos, Rabbi Cohen alluded to a song. Or it's like a rhyme which he heard from our Rebbe, but he didn't say the whole thing. It goes in Yiddish. It's Trinken Shikr Izer, Trinken Muzer Val Shikr Izagoy. I think, which means drunk he is and drinking he has to, because that's a guy for you. Okay, so that's a guy. Yeah, Yeah, and this is, he was trying to make the point that it was guy who got drunk. Jews did not get drunk. Okay, and didn't have alcohol problems historically. But be that as it may. So, what? The good old days, right? So I should bring those days back, right? Anyway, so this peasant here pulls out a bottle of schnapps and he drinks it down and he falls asleep. And he falls asleep and he sleeps through the night. And he sleeps the next day. And he wakes up at night again. And it's cold and it's dark. And so pulls out some more schnapps, drinks it again, you know. And the same thing happens. He says, the next night, he does it a third night, he wakes up in the middle of the night again. So he says, third night, he wakes up. And he says, driver, when is this night going to end already? This night is going forever. And the driver says, you fool. You know, while you were sleeping, the sun came up, and the sun came up again, and the sun came up again, but you slept through it. So the Maggid said that all those times are times when Mashiach could have come. But we slept through it. Well, you know, that's the only question we have to ask. If we're perfect and we can't think of what's the one thing that we're doing wrong, but as long as we can, okay, all right. But as long as we can think of whatever we can improve, and that will help. Okay, whatever it is, what one thing? Just take one thing, whatever it is. Okay. So it's there's times when Mashiach could come. All right, let's go on.
All the Jews
can't keep Shabbos. So two Shabbos, or one more Shabbos, because one Shabbos we kept already, one. We blew it by the second Shabbos in the desert. So, yeah. Okay. Mosif HaMaral, top of Pishin Memtes. Maral adds, if you recall the story in the Gemara with Elio, he woke up Avram and he washed his hands and then had him daven and then put him back to sleep. Say the Yisrael, same to the Yaakov. So Mosif HaMaral, the Maral adds, Mash Amar Demashi Yadei, and in reference to what the Gemara says, Elio washed his hands, washed Avram's hands, is ki yadayim tzrichim kedusha mitzad atzmam, kiddush yadayim. V'av ki ein mayim gashmiyim lohem, v'kam mokom, ratzalomar ki avos, kashem mekim osam, yesham kedusha yona od b'yoser, v'zeh kedusha se yadayim. I'm reading whole sentence over here and I'll explain. Ki yadayim siyachsim al hatfilu. It is hands related to tfilu. And therefore, since hands have a special connection to tefillah, this is alluded to in this idea of whatever it means that Eliyahu washed the hands of the Avos. Where do we see hands have a connection to tefillah? Well, Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, when the Jews are battling against Amalek, Kashi Yarem Moshe Yado, Bugava Yisrael, Moshe will lift up his hands, then they will be more victorious. The Kappa pruses Shemaim in his hands, his palms are spread out to Shemaim. We find that in Malachim. Biyur advarim, the idea is, Heidayim harayim kli hamaser shel adam. What's special about the hands? He says something very beautiful here. The hands are the kli hamaser, are the tools for action of a person. Hands is what you do things with. Imohu polvosis, the hands that you accomplish in your work. Haramas heidayim, raising up the hands, pirushat means, shadamirim es masel shemayim, that he says, I'm taking all that I do and lifting it up to you, Hashem. Right? Tehainu shatochus amasav im rak tachus achas, kiddush Hashem. Means the essence of his deeds, and we learned about this at Tfilah and the Peace from Desler, and you see the connection between the Rebbe and the Talmud, because we learned about this from Desler, that he's saying that the essence of all my deeds, of all my actions, of all my physical activities, really have only one purpose. And that's kiddush Hashem. To do the will of Hashem. Moshe, that was also Moshe's intention. Moshe lifted up his hand, and that helped the Jewish people be victorious. When he lifted up his hands in prayer, they all raised their eyes to Shemayim. Chaim Alosh, the student of the Vilna Gaon, explains, Elakol's mantra, Yisrael mistaklen, rak klapi mal levad. As long as Yisrael, the Nefesh Chaim says, gaze up to Shemayim, shalheisit takas filas on lefanis baruch shemo al tsa'arav. That means they weren't crying out to Hashem for their own personal suffering. Elarak achilu shim aviyah shebeshemayim. They were concerned about Hashem. It's your world. There's chil Hashem in your world, and that's what we're concerned about. That if we lose the war, there's going to be chil Hashem in your honor will be disgraced. That's when they were victorious. So we're in battle, and presumably in battle to save ourselves. And they said, we're lifting up our hands, we're looking up to Shemayim as Moshe raised it, that it's all about Hashem's covenant, all about Kiddush Hashem. All we care about is Kiddush Hashem.
Does this have a problem?
It's not about us. It's about Hashem's world.
Personally,
it's nullified, or we can say not that it's necessarily nullified. It's handed over. It's devoted. It's consecrated. Haromas yidayvet tefila, or in the third paragraph in the page. Now, haromas yidayvet tefila, raising up one's hands in prayer, hayin shekom ma'aseh hinam Torah achas kiddushim shemayim. As we said, it's so to dedicate, to express the dedication of all one's actions to kiddush Hashem. Kashamir Mesyado Masav L'shem Shemayim, when he lifts up Yadav, his hands, meaning his actions, his deeds, his accomplishments, L'shem Shemayim, Yeshua Sichol Zavakesh Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has the ability to ask for help from Hashem. Av Matarasa B'Tfilaso L'man Atzmo, for the purpose of his tefillah, for selfish purposes, Eich Yochel Zavakesh Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could he ask for Hashem? How could he ask Hashem for help? And therefore, this is our mission. And tefillah, the Romim as Masenu, to elevate our physical deeds and Madrega to a level Shekom Masenu L'Shem Shemayim, so that everything is L'Shem Shemayim. But with Chuzos, and that's Chuz, Yishkam Masev Sharos Levakesh Asiyu L'Kach Hashem Yisburach, you could also ask Asiyu for help from Hashem. All right? This is completely consistent with the piece that we learned from tefillah just a couple of weeks ago from Odessa. That a tefillah that's for selfish purposes, that's like, you know, we learned that it's a toeva, it's an abomination because you're asking Hashem to help you. We'd be asking Hashem to help us fulfill our very mundane, lowly, tivus desires, whatever it is for material things, which is the opposite of what Hashem created us for, and that's on a certain level that makes no sense whatsoever. Okay. Yeah.
So, he is involved.
When it comes to the Avos and their Tzila, he's involved because he is on the one hand appointed over this world to help bring the world to the Mashiach, but on the other hand, he's the bond between the world that is no longer here, the people are no longer here, and this world. And yeah, so he's. Who's the people?
Us? I don't know.
No.
Do people try to get that reality?
No. We never dive into anybody other than Hashem.
Right.
But he's not the focus of our actions at all. It's all Hashem.
That's something else.
Right. It's important.
That's like,
Right. So it's my. As important as Eliyahu is, you know, the song that we sing about the Shabbos, Eliyahu, right, Yavav Eagle, not talking to Eliyahu, we're talking to Hashem.
Right.
Hashem says send Eliyahu, not talking to Eliyahu.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Eliyahu has no independent power, really. So. Okay. Yeah, we're still singing to Judaism. Okay. So far. Okay. So Hanefesh HaChaim, so going back to the Nefesh HaChaim, the bottom paragraph of Shin Mem Tes. Nefesh HaChaim, again, it's HaChaim V'Lajner, the Talmud Muva, the primary student and disciple of the Vilna Gaon. Hanefesh HaChaim Mevaer, the Nefesh HaChaim explains, Shekach Be'etzen Tzvichali is Kol Tachot Tzvila Seva. This really has to be the ultimate goal of all our Tzvilos, of Yer Gemara, based on the Gemara that says, Kol Meshatev Shem Shemayim V'Tzaro Kofon Lo Parnasasa. Anyone who joins the name of Hashem in his own suffering, his parnas will be double. Mahabir, what does that mean? Shemeshatif Sheshemayim Bitzara, that he joins Hashem, name of Hashem, in his suffering. V'scharma koflo parnasa. So what does this mean? That the merit of this is parnas will be double. The Hainu Shetachos Tfiloso Atzara Shechina, that the ultimate purpose of Tfilah has to be for the suffering, so to speak, of the Shechina. Kitotza mehester panim, that is a result of the hester panim, of the fact that Hashem's face is hidden. Kisha Adam Shori Bitzar, who's in a person is suffering, Kamashina Shri Bitzar Al Tsara, the Shechina, as it were, is also suffering over the person's suffering. And Hashem is Baruch wrote to Lehidil Adam, Hashem wants it to be good for men. The Kasha Bavono, and it's because of one's sin, the Nigzar Olav was decreed to Gesh Baruch Yasti Panavimenu, Hashem hides his face from us. Who could it solve a kachosovil and that result in suffering? Kaviyochol Shemiz Baruch Mitztayer, Kaviyochol, so to speak, Hashem himself suffers. Shin Yochol Hashpiyah Mechaz the Olav because he is prevented from bestowing his chesed on the person. Ukeshem Shateh Shem Shemayim Bitzaro, when the person who's davening brings the Shem Shemayim into suffering. The Hainu Shekoev Lo Matzav Zed, that means that he's pained by this situation. What situation? Shashchina Shrui Bitzar, that the Shechina is suffering. Bishifasa Liros is Kiddush Hashem, and his desire is to see Kiddush Hashem. Aydei Shekadosh Baruch Yashpiel of Es Chasadav, the Kiddush Hashem of Hashem being put into position, so to speak, where he can bestow upon us his chesed. Oh, Oz Tzcharahu, so then his reward is Shekovah Parnasas, okay, his Parnasas is double. Lo Rashan Nen Al Tfilos, and not because he's not only is he answered with a seal, because Baruch Mosul Shefa, Mitov Chaz Hashem gives him even more chesed, but Bakach is got a Kvod Shem Shemayim, because that will increase the Kvod Shemayim. So if a person, it's the ultimate expression of love. You know, what's the name of that story, which I once in a while allude to, it's the classic story of, He sold his watch to buy her a comb, and she did the match. All right, right. And she cut her hair to buy him a watch band or whatever, the watch chain, chamber's watch, right? So it's you give up that which is most precious to you, because you always think about the other instead of thinking about yourself, right? So here we are. If we are suffering, but we think instead of our own suffering, we think of Hashem's suffering, and we think about the Kavod Shemayim that is diminished. Because we as individuals, or Klal Yisrael as a whole, cannot receive what Hashem really wants to give us, which is the manifestation of Hashem in this world, and instead Hashem has to withdraw from this world and has to hide his face, so to speak. So then that becomes a schus for the one who's davening.
So let's say you're suffering over whatever. It's a concept to think, for example, this is also causing the Shekhinah to suffer,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want the Shekhinah to suffer, and mm-hmm. sort of...
So I'm asking Hashem to alleviate my suffering for his sake.
For his sake.
Right. Amnam Elohim Madregos Ramos Miniskavos Lachshu B'chol Tfilu B'kasha Avtar Shekhinah. But this is indeed a very high level. Lachshav to think, b'chol tefillah, every tefillah, b'bakash, every request that we make, atzar shechina, to think by the suffering of the shechina. B'hester panim b'briya, k'tetzah meitzaro, and the hester panim, the hiddenness of Hashem that results from that suffering. Avakom adrega ruchnis mischalkos adar gashanos. But every spiritual level is subdivided into many, many levels. Every person has the potential. The Sroma Kitas to elevate himself a little bit, the Philos with the Stila. But a Roman Mismasav and to elevate his action. Not to do everything, or to think about demanding things for himself, for his own selfish purposes, for his own good. But also, Liros is Gilu Chesed Hashem B'Briya. also because we want to see the revelation of Chesed in the universe. By Dezeis Kadashim Shemayim. And that bring Kiddush Hashem. So even if we can't go all the way and forget about ourselves and think only about Hashem, but to whatever degree we can bring Hashem into our tefillahs and think about Hashem also, that we're not in this alone, but Hashem is suffering as well, and to think about the Kavod Shemayim and our desire for Kiddush Hashem, that's very meaningful. Eliyo, kishtehemenis avos lospala, Eliyo, when he woke up the avos to daven, or b'zeh inyosh kedusha seyidayim, he aroused this idea of kedusha seyidayim, with the sanctification of the hand, sanctification of action and deed and accomplishment. Zchus masim shel avos, zchus of the actions of the avos. Shekom masim shel avos shelam ator achas levad. Everything they did had only one purpose: the kiddush Yisbarach, the kiddush Hashem. Or because zchus du shel avos, and with the power of this zchus of the avos, or as in shabuyis a Mashiach, he aroused the idea of Mashiach coming. Right? He aroused the idea of Mashiach coming because he brought to the forefront these models of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who expressed this idea, lived their lives this way by washing their hands. He said, these hands, their deeds were all L'shem Shemayim, and it's that kind of focus of L'shem Shemayim, of Kiddush Hashem, of Tikkun Olam, of a desire to Tichil Hashem disappear, that really is will ultimately be expressed at the coming of Mashiach, and therefore it's all associated with the idea of bringing thoughts about Mashiach to the forefront. So, you know, and I think he's saying over here something important to it seems, and if that's what says this, and we'll stop with this thought in the Munra's pieces as well, that when we say through Tzvila you can bring Mashiach, it does not mean necessarily davening for Mashiach to come. It's davening where we're supposed to daven. That could be Mashiach. Davening brings us close to Hashem. Davening sets our thought patterns in the right direction. And it elevates everything that we do, and it can elevate our actions, as we're saying over here. That even when we think about Gashis and think about Ruchnis and Tikkun Olam, Kiddush Hashem, it all feeds into the Mashiach idea, but it's not necessarily because of davening for Mashiach. The davening for Parnassah. Because I want to be able to make Hashem Shemayim with my Parnassa. I mean, Dara Parnassa because I want to alleviate the suffering of the Shechina that my actions so far have not allowed Hashem to give me the Parnassa that I want. And I'm elevating myself and everything around me, all of my reality, and all of the reality of the world by thinking in those terms. And that's the kind of thinking and the kind of living of one's life that can help bring Mashiach. Okay, let's stop here. Washing hands. So it's Avram washed the hands of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Elio did, yes. You're right, the Kicha Payim Valeva. That's good. Okay. And you can say, what does the Kicha Payim mean? It means the hand that's clean of the selfishness, and that really is from Shurfa, right? Very good.